This is Ashley with your 10 a.m. Z Lines. In local news, this story contains content about sexual assault. If you or anyone you know requires support, please do not hesitate to call the National Sexual Assault and Family and Domestic Violence Counselling Service on 1-800-RESPECT. Bruce Lerman's lawyers intend to cross-examine witnesses in attempt to prevent allegations proceeding to trial that he raped a woman in Toowoomba. Former Liberal staffer Bruce Lerman is accused of raping a woman twice in October of 2021. Yesterday, the Toowoomba Magistrates Courts accepted a proposed schedule from Lerman's lawyer to file a notice describing proposed evidence and for the prosecution to respond. In national news, Kathleen Folbig, once called Australia's worst female serial killer, could today learn if she will finally be acquitted of the crimes she says she didn't commit. Miss Folbig spent 20 years in prison after being convicted over the deaths of her four children. The children were babies and toddlers when they died between the years of 1989 and 1999 in the Hunter region. She has always maintained her innocence, and today the Court of Criminal Appeal is expected to decide if her conviction should be overturned. In international news, a Palestinian father, Hazim Sabwai, was granted a visa to come to Australia in the days after burying his son under a tree in their besieged North Gaza neighbourhood. This brings hope to Mr. Sabwai, his wife, and their two injured children after grieving the loss of a family member who was killed in an attack on their family home. However, 2 weeks after being granted Australian visas, the family remains trapped in Gaza. The majority of visa holders are still waiting for their names to be added to the border crossing list in order to leave Gaza. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. I'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.